This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Obama sent his proposed budget for next year to Capitol Hill this week. But before lawmakers deal with that spending blueprint, they first have to settle a big fight: how to keep the federal government's lights burning for the rest of this year. A stopgap funding measure expires in 2 weeks, and the House voted early this morning to replace it with one that carves out tens of billions of dollars from current spending levels. The Democrats who run the Senate are balking amid growing talk of an imminent government shutdown. NPR's David Wellna has the story.
Speaker of the House John Boehner did little to tamp down speculation about the first government shutdown since the mid-1990s, when he was asked last Sunday on NBC if he was willing to rule out such a shutdown. Asked the same question several times, he would only say this:
"Our goal is to reduce spending. It is not to shut down the government."
At a news conference at the Capitol a couple of days later, Boehner was asked whether the spending reductions Republicans were seeking might end up putting even more people out of work. He acknowledged this was indeed possible.
"Since President Obama has taken office, the federal government has added 200,000 new federal jobs. And if some of those jobs are lost in this, so be it. We're broke."
Democrats pounced on Boehner's "so be it." Here's his Democratic predecessor as Speaker, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
"You can't say so be it when it comes to the well-being of the American people."
House Republicans made a campaign promise to cut $100 billion out of this year's federal spending, so the so-called Continuing Resolution, or CR, that would keep the government running after March 4th was their opportunity to make those cuts. Boehner brought that measure to the House floor on Tuesday and invited members to start amending it as they wished.
"We've never had an open process for a continuing resolution in our history, and so we're into some uncharted waters. I'm ready to expect whatever."
And that's exactly what he got. The next day, nearly half the Republicans joined Democrats to pass an amendment stripping funding for an alternative jet fighter engine that Boehner had strongly supported. It had brought more than 1,000 jobs to his home state of Ohio. One of the Republicans who voted to end that funding was New York's Peter King.
"Some may think it's a very worthwhile project. I'm more inclined to rely on the Secretary of Defense and the Pentagon on an issue like this. If the Pentagon is telling you not to spend money on a military project, it's usually a good sign that we can cut back on it."
And Senate Democrats warned there isn't enough time left to work out a deal to avert a government shutdown. So they proposed a short extension of current funding to work out such a deal. Boehner said he would not agree even to a stopgap bill that did not cut current spending levels.
"When we say we're going to cut spending, read my lips. We're going to cut spending."
Democrats immediately interpreted that "read my lips" warning as an ultimatum from Boehner: go along with our spending cuts or face a government shutdown. Harry Reid is the Senate Majority Leader.
"We're terribly disappointed that Speaker Boehner can't control the votes in his caucus to prevent a shutdown of government. And now he's resorting to threats to do just that, without any negotiations."
Negotiations would have to start soon. The Senate returns from a President's Day recess only a few days before government funding runs out. Senate Democrats may try to push through their own temporary spending measure and dare House Republicans not to pass it. Stan Collender is an expert on congressional funding with Corvus Communications. He does not think this will have a happy ending.
"I really do expect, I think there's a better than 50-50 chance we're going to see a government shutdown of some magnitude, some length of time."
The question then would be, which party gets blamed? David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.